Oh, exactly.
Okay, a little bit about Lawson, then we'll try to do a little bit of pep talk. We can go with that last week. The Gemara tells us, concerning the midst of tzitzis, let us be very, very careful that one doesn't end up violating an issue which is called Noig L'Rush. Noig L'Rush means that you're almost like making fun of people. You're making fun of people who are no longer alive, who can no longer perform mitzvahs. The Gemara has a few applications of this principle, particularly as it plays out in terms of the tzitzis. One, the famous Gemara in the third paragraph of the second Brachos, is when the Gemara says you have to be careful when you walk in the basic kvaros, that your tzitzis aren't dragging on the kvarim. It's like disrespectful, like rubbing it in to the people who are no longer alive. You guys can't do mitzvahs anymore. There's a story about the Gaon Gadol that they say that right before he died, so he was holding on to his tzitzis and he was crying. So they asked him, why is he crying? So he said that in this world, you pay a few pennies and you buy something for your tzitzis, you can be yaitzeh, that's what this in a second. He said, well, he's going to be on the MS, you can give anything, whatever you want, you can't get one mitzvah tzitzis. MS is the elam of star, it's not the elam of asiyas and mitzvahs that he wants. So we have to be careful that we don't end up in causing tzar to the basin, highlighting the fact that they don't have the great, wonderful privilege of doing mitzvahs anymore. Stefa Kassal said, shouldn't have your strings, dragons on the gvarim. So the Rishon pointed out that even though usually that's a tzar so long, so when we walk, we usually don't have our strings on the gvarim anyway, so we don't have to worry about this. But nevertheless, maybe we have to worry about it in the following. Because in the olden days, so people didn't go out of their way to wear tzitzis. We already pointed this out at the beginning. That was the standard dress. It wore four-parted garments, and you know, by definition, you put tzitzis on. Whereas today, the only time you get tzitzis is the Torah's mitzvah. Means when we go and we bend over backwards, buy ourselves a talis kotor, we put a talis kotor for davening, we put in all these kinds of a garment that nobody would ever dream in a million years of wearing. And so for us, we should have said that if a person puts on these begotten, they sit standing in a talis, and they walk the basic for us. That's considered to be a shtickle bizarre on this, even without a draping on the campus. So therefore, we have a practice that when a person goes to the basic floor, so they put the tzitzis inside. They tuck the tzitzis inside. But the Gemara doesn't say you have to do that. But the Rishon quoted from maybe Yaina that since Bezman Hazeh, all about the God and the Yuchon and the Chasad Mitzvah, so we have to be even a little bit more sensitive about Lord of the Rosh. That's what that minute is. You put the tzitzis inside, then you go to the basic floor. The Gemara is another din in the fourth paragraph of the second Menachos about Loig LaRosh, that when you bury somebody, so you don't have to bury them in a palace. But if you choose, that's the minhag to bury somebody in a palace, so the Gemara says, you have to make sure that it's the kosher on the dalet. For the same reason, even though the person is dead, not having mitzvahs anymore, it's considered to be bizoyed him to he's going to be buried with in a way that he wouldn't have been able to wear this baguette under normal circumstances. He wouldn't be able to wear this baguette without kosher tzitzis on it. We have to make sure the tzitzis are kosher. There's a very, very famous question that Tosfos asks in a few places in Shas. Tosfos in Menachos and Tosfos in Megillah that points out that it's a very, very strange question. I mean, not on this question, a very, very famous question. Tosfos says it's a very, very strange thing. The Gemara says black and white that you have to make sure the person is wearing kosher tzitzis. Tosfos gosh, says, we don't do that. Tosfos says, that's not what I mean. It says in our community, so we bury people, we have to pass the tzitzis, we have to take off the strings. So Tosfos says, it's okay, no, we must be favorish one, and we do it very different. So what's going on? So Tosfos gives a few different answers to explain what's going on, but it was a strange phenomenon. So one answer Tosfos says is that maybe for us, so it's almost the opposite. He says that the Zman Hazeh, Tosfos writes, that since not everybody wears four-cornered begadim, and most people don't, normally we're for the other. So for us, you have to go out of your way to put on tzitzis. So a lot of people weren't so careful with tzitzis. That's right. So a lot of people in their lives were so from not everybody was from like today, once in a while somebody's a little tzitzis set. So they're not everybody was so careful to what was wearing a talis kotel. So Tosfos writes that today, if you're gonna put a talis kotel on somebody when you bury him and put tzitzis on, that's gonna be the long one. That's gonna be making fun of him. His whole life, he wasn't so from his whole life, he didn't wear tzitzis. Now he puts on tzitzis. Tosfos, in the olden days where it was normal to wear tzitzis, everybody wore four-cornered garments, everybody wore four-cornered tzitzis. So when a guy dies, to take his tzitzis off, make a puzzle, that's a mizah. Then Tosfos says, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Anyone who was from a war, if I was not the winner alive, he should wear kosher tzitzis. Anyone who wasn't so from, he should wear puzzle tzitzis. So Tosfos writes, they put another commercial on the Bayesh. That's a big mizah. So giving a guy, if he's dead already, they're going to start checking his records. But what did his Rebbe say in third grade? Was he mocked with tzitzis when he was a little kid? And then he gets this chus and buried in tzitzis. So Taisa says, well, yeah, they don't like prayer. So we consider it to be a kavod to be buried in a palace. That was the Dominican and Ashkenazi communities to bury people in Talaisim. So since it was considered to be a kavod, we have no choice. So therefore, we have to take off the tzitzis in order not to embarrass the people who weren't careful. So that's Taisa's one suggestion. And then Taisa suggests another thing. Taisa writes that maybe you don't follow this gemara. Maybe you don't follow the gemara. So Taisa says, this machloek is about this very point. And not all the Tanaim agree to what it says in this gemara. Where did I walk from? There is no other gemara about this. There is another source that talks about this topic. It's called Maseches Smachos. So Maseches Smachos is what we call the Maseches Tanis. So the Maseches Tanis were a whole compilation of different braises that we have back in the days of the Tanoim that were never officially part of Shas. I mean, they're small, so they don't have really Gemaras on them. They're just a list of different braises, different Mamari Tanoim that we have. So let's say the Moshe, we have Maseches Smachos. Maseches Smachos is like a younger Vadelos. Called Smachos to us to make people happy, but it's really not sad things. We call Maseches Smachos. We have Maseches Sofrim, which deals a lot about the Yeruz Chayr, things like that. We have a bunch of Maseches Teracherets, and Maseches Kala, Maseches Gerim, Maseches Tzitzis. Yeah, just list the long, one brice after another about different statements from the Tanaim. They're printed in the Shas Vilna, they're printed at the end of Maseches Avedazar, at the end of Sefer Ezekiel, so you can find all the list of Maseches Tzitzis. So the Mishnah writes that these are from Tanoim, so they have a lot of source in Halacha. So usually, if there's something in the Maseches Tanis that disagrees with what it says in the Gemara, we usually follow what it says in the Gemara. We usually say the Amoraim didn't pass like that Tana. But every once in a blue moon, you find that the Mishnah writes that there's something in the Maseches Tanis that goes back, predated the Gemara, and maybe we will pass it in Halacha. That's what Tosfos writes, and apparently we have this tradition in the Ashkenazi communities that we should follow what it says in the Maseches Machos. The Maseches Machos, the Tanya quotes from one of the Tanoim that Yudavka should pass on the tzitzis for every reason. When a person is buried, you shouldn't bury the Makasha tzitzis, you should bury the Pulsal tzitzis. So Tosfos writes, that's as we come out with it. So that's the meaning today. Adi Emezer, that's the meaning in the Ashkenazi communities, that they bury somebody with a talus and they have to snip off one of the tzitzis to make it their Pulsal, even though, again, the Gemara says, Fakir, and we're not sure exactly where Amina came from, but Amina is half a thousand years, and that's what they do out of Yemen. They're so they don't bury with Talisim anyway, so it's not so irrelevant. But in America, the Yemen said they still bury with Talisim and they come from the
Jesus. But why do we take an account of like embarrassing other people? It's like, we keep Shabbos not to embarrass other people.
Right, so we try again, right. We have to do it to get Hashem for our heart. So here, Chazal introduced this idea of Lord Larash is to try to cut down on embarrassing people, both people who are alive and people who are no longer alive. So we have to try to, to try to get the best, the least amount of embarrassment for our buck. So in the older days, the embarrassment was measured in one way, and now because people aren't so careful about it, the embarrassment is measured in a different way. There's a famous story about the Pelagon that he didn't want to follow. Just so for some reason that what the Maseches Machos way, but we're not so worried about that. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. So it's a famous story about the Bilgon that he didn't have to social talk. He didn't like this Taisha sleep with Taisha Fall. So then you have to bury your sister, bury your sister. So the way the story goes is that he gave, at Savoy, he gave, told some of his close Talmidim, as he was getting older himself, told some of his close Talmidim that if he dies, he wants them to make sure that he's buried in a kosher appearance. He doesn't want to follow this bit of the Taisus Rites. What's the Talmud says to him? So one of his Talmidim apparently was in charge of this, apparently he had told him, instructed about this. So the way the story goes is, the Pelagon, this part we know for sure, the Pelagon died in Chol Moed Sukkos. In the first and second half of the year, he was dead in Chol Moed Sukkos. So this particular Talmud was not in Vilna when he died, when the Gaon died, because Talmud had gone back to his family for his Islam, whatever it was. So he wasn't in Vilna. So nobody had found the Kedisha not been alerted to this. So the Gaon was buried with everybody else. He was buried with Pulsal Tzitzis. So when this Talmud came back to Vilna, he was very, very distraught. Because he came back and heard that the Gaon had died, and he knew he was the one who was in charge to make sure that the Gaon was buried like the way he wanted to be buried, unless he wasn't there. So, Olam said afterwards that obviously in Shemayim they wanted that the Gros should be buried with everybody else. So Chachamas, which brought it, we made in such a way that the Gros ended up buried like the rest of the Ashkenazi Jews. There was another similar story about the Gros also didn't like the minute that we don't do it in Chutzlar. It's very, very difficult. The minute Ramah Well, it's a minig, and it's a system, and in Ashkenaz community, they don't do it, it's a sefiyot, my eye, what they look for. So the Ramah gives a reason, he says that the din is that when a bein duchas, he has to be in the state of simcha. That's where there's somewhat of a practice. They don't do duchas. There was one minig that said that bochum, until they're married, they don't do duchas. Because the person's not married, so he's in the ein simcha, not sure the simcha. So that minig doesn't exist today. So the kain, the duchas, it's supposed to be the alpha, it's supposed to be the new, supposed to be pleasant and joyful, he gives up the bracha. So therefore, chutz la'aretz, we're very tarud in that parnasa. Nobody has parnasa anyway, so they're so tarud. And chutz has to feel so tarud about parnasa, so they were, even Shabbos, they were busy about the parnasa. The only time that they were a little bit calm was Yantav. Yantav already, so it's like, forget the parnasa, just enjoy a couple of days of Yantav. So then the Pesachim say that even in chutz la'aretz, even on Yantav, so it was only by Musaf that they were happy. Shabbos, they weren't so happy. Because Davin was still long, they had a lot more to Davin, but that was still on the talk, and a lot more Aliyahs, and Shabbat, so people were fetching. And Musaf, at the end of the day, already people already realized that they already could smell the food cooking at home. And they went for out the door, so then they were different. So that's what the Ramah writes, strange and minik. So the Gra said, if you think the minik is wrong, he says, she go back to what the Sfarim do, and put some what they do in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Eretz Yisrael did, because in Eretz Yisrael, so the Tamid HaGra from the original Miastim of many of the Rebbe's Eretz Yisrael. So the Tamid HaGra and the Sfardim. So the Sfardim wanted the Duchen, and the Tamid HaGra wanted the Duchen, so the Eretz Yisrael, they missed everybody Duchen. So the Gra said we should change the Minig also in America, in Lutta, which everybody stuff the Duchen with. So the way the story goes there also is that the Gra announced that the Shul, tomorrow morning, they were going to go by a regular Tuesday morning Shabbos. I wasn't even going to be anonymous, but the way the story continues is that the shul badly burned down that night. So the girl wasn't deterred. So it's okay, they took three books. So when the shul burned again, and yeah, what happened? So the girl said, okay, we shouldn't get it already. We're not going to do it anymore. So they asked the guy, what do you mean? It says the Gemara Mitzia, that Lama Shemayim, that we don't pass the shaylas based on these supernatural events. So the girl says, I'm not passing shaylas, I'm still right. They said, but the Jews of Ullah had a lot of depth to rebuild the shul for a time. Again, I wasn't there, and I can't tell you the details of the story. But the fact that the girl is not happy with his minute, that I think is the truth. Whether or not he actually literally tried to change it, I can't tell you. The fact that the girl was not happy with the minute about the bearing, I think is also documented. Whether or not the whole story with the tie, I wasn't there, I don't know, I'm not sure. But it could be it is written up by his Tamid, but I actually don't know one way or the other. But the going was, and no one said, well, when he had a minig that he felt what Rambam Shalaki did, so he felt that they were just trying to change everything.
I'm sorry, I'll do Shkivach for Shachar's over Shabbos. Is there a minig to not do Tochen? Is it a Tochen?
Wait, did not. Wait, which community?
Like, the outskirts of Neisharim.
They didn't do Tochen for Shachar's?
Oh, no, sorry.
Did not have a minig, maybe it was okay.
They just did Tochen, they just said like...
Maybe it was okay, I'm sure.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yerushalayim, everybody knows. Yeah. By in the north, in the Galil, so they don't duchen every day, they only duchen on Shabbos. They don't duchen on Shabbos, maybe only Shabbos, but most of them, Shabbos also not remember. Yeah, there is a minig up in the north that they don't duchen. I mean, not reading, I see the matter exactly what they got.
Why don't Ashkenazim duchen on Shabbos
Chol
Moed?
You don't.
No, yes, so why not?
Because we're Cholmoed already, we're already done with that.
You mean on Shabbos?
Yes, sir. Yes, we're not so Cholmoed, we're not so happy to work here, but they got kids to the amusement parks already, so that's so only enough to be a little bit of relaxation over something. Breathe a little bit. I'm not sure. Okay, everybody said, just last, very, very quick, I want to go. Nothing profound, because it's just a little topic for the oil. A little bit together, so proper punishment.